Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Good boy, Benjamin.
Well behaved.
Oh, not always, Amy. He can be a very stubborn donkey sometimes.
He was brilliant with the kids on the procession. See you inside.
Yes.
Do you want me to save you a seat, Shula? Oh,
please, Mum. I'll come in when he's settled.
We may have to sit near the back.
Oh, that's all right.
Palm Sunday always attracts a crowd.
Oh, it's perfect. Then I can keep an eye on this one. Though I hope I don't have to.
Okay, Tom.
Morning, Jazz. What state are they in?
See for yourself. All of them need fresh straw.
It did rain pretty hard yesterday.
It'll take ages to finish. Mind had your dad up here offering to help an hour back.
Dad was up here?
Aye.
You didn't let him touch the arks?
Of course, no.
Please, if he asks again.
I'm no daft. It's way too soon for him to be heaving things about.
Yes, it is.
He's making a good recovery, though. He seems really cheerful.
We still can't let him take chances.
Huh. You after a job yourself?
Not really, Jazz.
Only have all these arcs to get through and... I've got plans for this afternoon.
I was more interested in the bull bar.
Oh, on the quad?
Yes, that one.
Well, I was going to tell you... Give it a wee ding coming out of King Cups.
What kind of speed were you doing?
I was going a bit fast, but... 90% it was done to the gatepost. It's in the wrong place.
Next to the gate.
It'll hammer out, no bother.
Yes, it probably will. It's no big deal.
All right.
But, in case you're feeling guilty...
No, as bad as a minute ago.
How about coming in for a couple of hours on Friday?
What sort of time? I was hoping to get a kip after my round was finished.
When suits you?
Later on, maybe. 3 o'clockish.
Brilliant.
This is proper paid work. No penance for denting the quad.
No. Put the hours down like normal.
Aye, all right then.
Fantastic. Because at the moment I'm drowning in the paperwork Dad normally does. And with milking, the sausages...
Oh, don't let me do my concerned face.
Yeah. Whatever the reason, it would be great if you came in.
All right, as long as you help me finish off the arcs now.
Oh, I was going back to the office.
Go on. Let me get away early, spruce myself up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a proper Sunday lunch to look forward to.
At your new girlfriend's?
Although, I tell Janine, if she serves up Tom Archer pork, we're through before we're started.
Sit down, Alice.
So it was good?
Yeah, it was nice. The kids from Loxley Barrett went mad over Benjamin. Want some coffee?
Actually, if you've got time.
I'm glad of the company. Dad's gone on to Darrington and Usha's seeing Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Amy.
He's fantastic with the kids, the donkey. But like I said, as soon as he saw Pat Fletcher's hat...
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
Shula was so embarrassed. She only just stopped him biting it in two.
Oh, I bet Pat was furious. Did she go that sort of purple colour?
Yeah. She wasn't happy.
Oh, dear.
Otherwise, it went really well.
Well, I did think about going, but with Chris not working this morning...
Oh, you don't have to explain.
He's so looking forward to Thursday.
That's the official handover.
Oh, he moves in then. He's actually signing the contract with Ronnie tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Mm. His own forge. How grown up is that?
He's only renting it to start off with.
I know, but all the same.
So, well, we've decided to celebrate with a little forge christening on Thursday evening.
Forge christening?
Yeah, well, making his first piece of ironwork as his own boss. And, well, we'd like you there.
Really?
Yeah, only for a glass of wine, then on for a meal at the Feathers. Yeah, nothing special.
Not special enough after a day on the ward.
Well, Chris and me, you and, Carl, maybe?
Oh,
come on, Amy, we're both dying to meet him.
You and a few others.
Oh?
I must have been talking about him too much. Dad's already dropping hints about me bringing him home sometime. Oh.
She you serious right enough?
Jolene wants everyone to go into the car park while it's flying over.
And have her photo took for the helicopter in the shape of a pair of bull's horns.
Nice bit of advertising for the pub.
That's if that chinless wonder manages to point the camera the right way.
He will. James isn't a complete idiot.
He could pass for one in an emergency. That's enough, Tom.
Well, it sounds complicated, though.
Julian's threatened to rehearse us till we get it right.
Oh, blimey.
Says it'll make a real piece of history once the book comes out.
Possibly.
Me and Harry'd only gone, didn't you, set up the quiz night?
That's on Saturday, isn't it?
Ah, you've got to get down there, Tom. Come up with some real crackers.
I'll try.
That's if Harry's speaking to me by then, of course.
Oh?
You wouldn't believe him this morning.
Are we ready to...
Right, let's roll it back.
Okay.
Totally missed her suspicious before he cycled out the edge, mate.
Yeah.
Sniffing the coffee. Checking the cereal, wasn't he booby-trapped?
Forward a bit.
Just watching everywhere for whoopee cushions.
Okay. Right, that's it.
Just because it's April the 1st, he assumes I'm going to act like some big kid.
What did you actually do?
Itching powder in his cycle shots.
Excellent.
Apart from the goodwill, he's buying some of Ronnie's tools and the anvil.
You still thinking 4 or 5 years?
Well, before we can buy, yeah, depending on how it goes.
Is that too milky?
Oh, no, it's great, thanks. Taking on the premises is still something to celebrate.
Definitely.
Oh, so go on, ask Carl along.
Oh, I don't know.
Me and Chris aren't that horrible, are we?
It's not you, Alice.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to push you.
No, it's nice of you. If it was the other way round, I'd want to meet your new bloke, but I want to take things nice and slowly with Carl.
Sure.
I'm not ready to bring him back here yet. Or meet my friends.
Oh, it's fine, Amy. You know best.
I'm not sure that I do. This feels special. I don't want to wreck it.
Oh, you won't. Carl's a very lucky guy. Have some faith in yourself.
I wish I did. I don't know if I can make something like this work.
Oh, of course you can. Why not?
I hate not being straight with you, Alice. Remember before Christmas? I was moody a lot of the time.
You said when... who was it died?
My great-auntie.
It brought back a lot of feelings about your mum.
It was a bit more than that, actually. When my dad was going through Auntie Annie's things, he found out that... Look, I haven't told anyone about this. Dad and Usha know, and my gran, but that's it. So if I tell you...
Yeah, I promise. I won't say anything.
Not even to Chris.
But not if you don't want me to.
I'm not ready for other people to know yet. Dad found out that Mum had been to prison.
What?
Well, not prison exactly, but a secure children's home. She stabbed someone when she was a kid.
Oh, Amy.
I never knew. Dad didn't either. It was a total shock.
Your gran hadn't said anything?
No. It completely freaked me out.
No wonder.
I'd always thought Mum was, like, fantastic, and then suddenly she wasn't like that anymore. That was gone overnight. The worst thing was, the way I was feeling, it kind of made sense.
What?
It explained a lot about me.
Your mum going to prison? Your joke?
No, it did. I couldn't work out why I do certain things. You know I've got a really short temper.
No, you haven't.
I think I have.
You're kind and patient.
Well, anyway, what I thought was, if Mum could stab someone, maybe there was something wrong with me as well.
Oh, Amy, you don't honestly believe that.
Well, I did then. And I hated myself for it.
Oh, why didn't you say anything to me?
I couldn't. So disgusted. Really did hate myself.
Oh, Amy.
Until I found out, well, why Mum did it.
Oh?
Some girl in her class had been picking on her for ages. Really nasty, racist stuff. One day this kid said she was going to fling bleach at her. To turn her white.
Oh.
So Mum hit her with the first thing she got hold of. The kitchen knife.
That's self-defence. She shouldn't have been convicted.
It never came out. She didn't tell anyone for over a year why she'd done it. She was so ashamed.
Oh, poor Mum.
Usha was brilliant when we found out. Helped me see that just because I get angry sometimes, it doesn't mean I'm an awful person.
Of course you are, Tammy.
Mum was decent. I should never have doubted her.
And you shouldn't doubt yourself.
No, I don't. Not so much, anyway. Especially since hooking up with Carl. I mean, if someone like him thinks I'm OK, suppose I must be.
Of course you are.
So I'm putting all that daft stuff behind me. But only one step at a time.
Thank you for coffee, Shula.
Oh, you're very welcome to stay for lunch, Mum.
No, thank you, darling. I'll just say goodbye to this naughty fellow, then get going.
I hope you're thoroughly ashamed of yourself, Benjamin.
He doesn't look very ashamed, do you?
Oh, it was a dreadful hat. And Pat Fletcher shouldn't have been flapping it around.
You do know how grateful Alan was to you for bringing him to the service?
Oh, yes. We had a quick chat at the end.
He's always pleased when you take part over here.
I may go to Darrington on Friday as well.
For the walk of witness?
Mm. Auntie Chris wants to go, and Neil.
Mm. Oh, yes. I was talking to Neil about the parish council meeting. He says we've got something rather intriguing to discuss on Tuesday.
Honestly.
Really? Really and truly. I'm sure Chris and I will manage a perfectly good forge christening on our own.
Say congratulations from me.
Yeah, I will do. And listen, I totally understand what you mean about you and Carl.
It feels so good finally telling you.
Well, I just think you've been amazing. Getting yourself through something like that.
It's made me want to be sure, you know, of Carl and of myself.
Of course it has.
But you won't...
Don't worry. I won't say a word. To anyone.
Thanks, Alice.
You've got to do what feels right for both of you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, I hope Chris and I get some quality time ourselves this afternoon, without Mum popping in again.
Is that still happening?
Oh, more than ever now I'm on holiday.
It's nice that she likes spending time with you.
Oh, at the moment, I think it's more to get away from Dad.
Oh?
Oh yeah. He's so wound up about the planning meeting for the dairy.
He said that's not for a fortnight.
Well, that's what worries Mum. 2 more weeks of Dad in the state he's in. She's not looking forward to that at all.
How are you getting on, Tom?
Oh, hi, Dad. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
What are you ploughing through now?
Well, I've just finished mapping out the field work. You'd left all the basics in place.
Not as clearly as I wanted.
And now I'm having a quick look back. What we got out of the Dell and Top Acre the last time we used them for silage.
You always have to watch for a dry spring up there.
Oh, yeah.
The soil just doesn't hold water in Top Acre.
Mm. Do you want to sit down?
No, it's all right. I can bring the other chair over if I need to.
Yeah, I'll do it.
The main reason I came in...
There you go.
Oh, right.
I was only taking a quick look. Then I want to crack on totalling last quarter's numbers.
Oh, do you want me to do that?
Oh, that's kind of you, but...
Oh, you must be snowed under. Mum says you came in here straight after milking.
I managed to grab a coffee first.
And I know you want to begin clearing the cowshed.
I'd like to make a start before I go to Sawyer's.
It's a job and a half, isn't it?
Well, not too bad.
Yeah. Making muck heaps always takes longer than you expect, between all the other jobs.
If I can get a couple of hours in this afternoon.
Well, tell me what needs doing in here, then.
Are you sure, Dad?
Yeah. I'm only sitting in the kitchen, reading Wheat and Chaff again.
Oh, okay.
You said you wanted last quarter's numbers. What are you after?
Well, basic P&L to start with. The data here is still quite raw.
Yeah. I was going to get round to that.
And I'd like to check where we are with our VAT payments.
Well, I can do that as well.
That's really good of you, Dad, except it's sort of useful for me, finding my way around the accounts.
Right.
And now I've got started, I'd quite like to see it through.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense.
It's really good of you to offer, though.
Well, I don't want you doing what I did, that's all. wearing yourself out.
I won't, Dad. But that's why you've still got to take it easy yourself. You know, we don't want another scare.
Yeah, I know.
I'd ask you to look at the passports, but we're up to date with Herd Admin.
So there's nothing I can do?
Not just at the moment, no. But don't worry, I'll give you a shout the minute I get into trouble.
Right then. Well, better let you get on.
What did you say you're reading?
One of my old standbys. Collection of articles by A.G. Street.
Ah, you like his stuff, don't you?
Yeah, he's very good.
Perhaps, till you're completely recovered, that's the best thing to do. Just sit back with your books, enjoy having some time off for once.
So, effectively, we've got 2 weeks left.
Almost to the day, Rufus.
The planning committee meets on Tuesday the 17th of April.
Well, in my opinion, BL are making good progress in winning the argument. But what do you guys feel?
Oh, Brian, do you want
No, no, you go first, Ira.
Well, obviously, there's still a lot of controversy out there. Oh. But I'm with you, Rufus. I think we're gradually making headway.
Good.
Thanks in large part to what Moynihan and Parker have been doing for us.
You clearly haven't looked at the Borsetshire Against Factory Farming site recently.
No, I agree, that kind of thing is irritating.
Some of the things they say about BL.
I've seen it all before, Brian. These kind of protests are like soap bubbles, biggest just before they burst.
I've actually heard one or two encouraging whispers from someone close to John Backshaw lately, the chief planning officer.
Of course.
We seem to be making some progress there, and with the relevant councillors.
They're the people who matter.
Yeah, but the EA are the wild card. Environmental issues are the be-all and end-all these days.
Mm.
And no amount of PR is going to win them over.
I agree, Brian. Nothing's settled yet.
No, it isn't.
Which is why I suggest we mount one decisive last push to wrong-foot the opposition.
How?
Well, if I turn my screen, can you see?
That's fine.
What are you showing us?
A short DVD made by some people we use quite often. They've recently been involved with another farming company with a similar fight on its hands.
Ah.
See what you think of this.
You still haven't let me have a go driving this thing.
What?
You promised, ages ago.
Yeah.
So?
Well, maybe when I haven't got a trailer full of muck on the back, Bren.
Don't you trust me?
Not really. In fact, I'm having serious doubts about your sanity altogether.
Yeah, so am I.
Spending your afternoon off here.
I'm only staying till we've had lunch.
All the same.
Well, when else am I going to see you? And since Amside owes me for working yesterday...
Well, I'm not complaining. You brought a picnic.
Oh, it's only some quiche and salad. Oh, and some flapjacks. And a mango.
Mmm. It's a whole lot better than the sandwich I normally have.
I thought you needed some kind of treat.
Yeah?
You sounded quite stressed when I rang earlier.
No, I didn't.
Excuse me, yes you did.
I was just getting my head around our VAT audit trail. I wasn't stressed. Not really.
What do you think?
Well, it's very slick.
Well, certainly well made. But I don't quite see the relevance.
Neither do I, Rufus.
No?
Well, we're told this place is going to be a house dairy unit, and then spend half the time looking at some Holstein crosses grazing merrily outside.
Which doesn't really help. Our cows won't be outside.
Well, neither will most of this herd. But when Barry Elwick, the guy who put this together, realised they might occasionally keep some on grass when they're, what is it, drying off?
Oh, that's it, of course, so will we.
Well, he decided it'd be much more persuasive to focus on them than spending too much time indoors.
Yeah, and it's not just the ones drying off, because some of the replacement heifers could spend time in the open as well.
Sorry, I'm not following.
Well, what you're saying, Rufus, since BL will be doing the same thing, providing a small patch of grazing near the indoor unit...
Exactly as these people have done.
We could say we've responded to concerns about unnatural conditions. But it won't affect the core business in any significant way.
No, not at all.
Right, but won't people think it's just for show?
No, we can make that clear. The fact is, you don't need to keep cows in when they're drying off.
And if it softens the profile of the whole project...
Once the unit goes up, it's easy enough to run a few on grass most of the time.
Feels a little like window dressing to me.
Well, you can be selling the most fantastic product in the world, but if you don't take care of the shop window, people walk by.
And you go bust.
I understand the need to promote a positive image of the dairy.
That's all Rufus is suggesting.
Believe me, Annabelle. Look, I have to work within the legislation 24/7. You can't make false claims about something like this without the consequences coming back and biting you hard.
We'd simply be taking something Beale's planning to do anyway.
And pushing it to the forefront, so people can see it.
The more I think about it, the more I like it.
You know you have a good natural product. Now you have to convince people who don't understand yet.
Like anyone on the planning committee, you're still undecided.
Make it easy for them. One striking image conveys far more than any number of words.
And it would reflect a genuine part of the operation.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question about that, Annabelle.
Well, you know a lot more about dairy than I do.
Look, believe me, what we've just seen is a great deal more honest than the stuff some companies get away with.
Yeah, I've heard some real horror stories.
And look at a few of the big free-range poultry boys. You'd think the birds are in paradise from the publicity. And the reality is often very different.
Yes, I know.
There's a big difference between having access to outside and actually venturing out.
Whereas a short DVD like this simply sums up all the benefits you're offering in a clear, truthful way.
Brilliant. It could well take the sting out of a lot of the criticism.
I can see the advantages. But even if it's a nice idea, haven't we left it too late?
Well, that's more to the point.
Well, it'd certainly be a tight turnaround. But Barry's excellent. Look, if you can find him a location with the right breed of cattle...
Well, that's easy enough.
It's somewhere out of Ambridge, preferably.
Well, once he's got that, the rest is mostly digital.
Well, we need a copy to go to everyone on the planning committee before the meeting.
Yeah, I know time is tight, so I've already given Barry a heads up there might be some interest.
Good.
If we get going now, it should just be possible.
We'll need supporting literature as well to hand out to the wider public.
Well, I'm sure we can manage that. If you want to go ahead.
Annabelle?
Why not?
So?
Ring him now, Rufus.
Anything left in the flask?
Give us your cup.
Thanks. I'll bring up one more trailer, then go and give Morris a hand at Sawyer's.
How did he take it, being asked to do extra hours again?
Oh, you know Morris. Borsich is Mr. Sunshine.
There's the last of it.
Thanks.
What time will you get home?
Anyone's guess. Sometime after I've finished milking back here.
Oh, it's no wonder you're stressed.
In a funny way, I'm actually enjoying the responsibility. Even going through the accounts.
You didn't sound as though you were enjoying it this morning.
Oh, that was just after Dad had been in. I wish he'd relax more. He thinks he's ready to start work again, but he's not.
No.
I'm not going to let him take any chances.
Quite right.
And I suppose I was feeling a bit guilty.
About what?
Well, with spending so much time in the office, I can see a lot of ways to smarten things up.
Such as?
The most immediate problems are admin software. Dad's using a version that came out 3-4 years ago. He's never upgraded.
Okay.
The latest version's got a lot more features. It makes buying decisions easier for a start.
Are you going to download the upgrade?
I think so, but I don't want Dad feeling I'm changing everything while he's not around.
But if it's a change for the better...
Oh, it will be, definitely.
Well then.
I know. Yeah, I'll do it sometime this week. Once I've ordered the polytunnel, set some salads off, delivered the sausages...
Oh, don't! I feel terrible for you.
And I still haven't got back to Hef about the ready meals.
Oh, they won't mind if you're late.
I don't want them to think I'm messing them about.
They won't. They know what happened.
Yeah.
So they'll understand. You're working flat out, Tom. Keeping this place going and your own business. Something's bound to slip.
I don't want the brand going backwards.
I know, sweetheart. But you can only do so much.
That's why I want to upgrade the software and reorganise some of Dad's record keeping. I wasted so much time this morning chasing things.
He'll understand if you make a few changes.
Will he?
He knows how much work you've got to get through.
What if he thinks I'm putting him down?
He won't.
No? We always seem to be having a go at each other before his heart attack. The last thing I want to do now is make him think I don't respect him. Because I do.
I know.
A hell of a lot.
Oh, Tom, I know how worried you are. And you're right to stop him coming back to work.
It's way too soon.
But he knows the world can't stand still while he gets better. You just do what you have to do. When he's ready to start again, your dad'll see it's all been for the good of the farm.
Right then, Pat.
Oh, hello.
I'm all kitted up. So, what needs doing?
There's not that much left, actually. I'll be in soon.
That's what you said after tea, well over an hour ago.
Oh?
You're only going to bring in the new batch of lids and cartons and sign off the temperature record?
I got sidetracked cleaning the chill room and making these up.
Well, I'll get on with the delivery trays. You see to the paperwork.
Well, if you're sure you want something to do.
I was going to clean the stew pan, but Helen insisted on doing it.
All right, then. How about I make them, you take them?
I can manage a few cardboard boxes on my own, Pat.
Oh, no, we work better as a team. This one's ready to tape.
All right, then.
We only need a dozen for the deliveries to Darrington and Websbridge tomorrow.
You should be careful as well, Pat. You've been on the go all day.
Well, I'll certainly be ready to stop when we've finished in here.
You're almost as bad as Tom.
Hasn't he been terrific?
Oh, yes.
And Helen's doing her share with the shop.
Hey, what time did Tom actually finish yesterday?
After 9.
He should never have gone back in the office after milking.
No.
Now, if he carries on that way, the poor boy's going to run himself into the ground.
Oh, I am pleased, Neil.
Me and Susan are as well. Very proud of him, actually.
Excuse me. Have I time for a cup of tea before we start?
Yeah, plenty, Linda.
Marvellous. Jill, would you like one?
No, thank you. I'll have one later.
Right, I won't be a moment. Good evening, Oliver.
Oh, of course. Linda. Christopher's as pleased as Punch himself.
Well, he would be.
His own business, his own premises. From Thursday. He said the meal went very well last night.
This was to celebrate signing the contract?
Yes, yeah. Ronnie insisted on treating him and Alice.
That's nice.
Ronnie brought his missus as well. Do you know Babs Grant?
Only to say hello to.
Well, apparently, Ronnie first met her at the big summer fair they used to have in Fawcett Magna.
Oh, I remember that.
He was impressed how well she did on the Test Your Strength machine. They started going out after that. Got married inside 3 months.
How romantic.
Well, now Ron is retired, they're planning on going round all the steam fairs this summer.
He's been talking about that for years, hasn't he?
It must be nice not having to worry about work anymore. Spending all your time on your real interests.
Mm. You do know you've got Lily completely hooked.
She's really taken to bell ringing, hasn't she?
She's obsessed. She's delighted you've asked her to ring at the St. George's Day service.
Oh, good.
It's all she'll talk about at the moment, except going to Paris next week.
Oh, good, we're quarried. The parish council can proceed.
Evening, Jim.
Good evening. Now, if I can leave my folder here, I've just got time for a cuppa. Evening, Linda. Oliver.
Hello, Jim.
Any tea on the go?
We've just made a pot full, so people can help themselves. There you are.
Marvellous. Village Hall tea, that mysterious compound of coal dust and floor sweepings.
Well, this is Darjeeling. I brought the tea bags myself.
Oh, well done.
I was telling Oliver, Jim, James and Leonie have finalised the details for next Monday.
Ah, the great flyover.
Helicopters taking off from the airfield near Elbury, and it'll pass over Lower Loxley for the Easter Monday fair.
Oh, that should look good from the air.
And then they aim to circle Ambridge a few times at around 2 o'clock.
How splendid. Our very own festival of noise.
Oh, Jim, it won't be that bad.
Apparently, they want to photograph the Morris dancers and the ball match.
And capture all the fun of the Brownies Easter Bonnet Parade.
Well, good luck to them with that.
Is Tilly Button involved?
Oh, she's already been spoken to, very firmly.
Woe betide anyone who crosses Brown Owl.
Jolene held another practice last night. had us all in the car park waving madly at the stars.
Goodness me, were you waiting to be beamed up by a higher intelligence?
Yes, they were supposed to look like a pair of bull's horns when viewed from above.
To represent the pub, a little bit of advertising.
Well, it'd be a shame if the whole flight is hijacked by commercial concerns.
Well, I can't say I'm keen on any of it. But at least you and Robert will be glad to see Leone.
Ah, well, unfortunately, we've got B&B guests at the weekend, so they'll have to stay with Lillian.
Well, you see something of them, though.
Oh, yes, but not as much as we'd like.
Ah, well, now, if you'll excuse me...
Yes, yes, of course.
We'd better get moving. Are you ready to get going, Neil?
Yes, yes, we ought to. Has everyone got an agenda?
Well, they should have. I sent them out.
All right. Well, I'll just get my... Well, where did I put my bag? Oh, it's on the stage.
Do you mind if I sit next to you, Jill?
Of course not, Jim.
Thank you.
By the way, I was very impressed earlier.
Hmm?
When you were speaking to Derek outside the shop.
Ah, yes. Oh, when I accepted Alan's challenge, I'd no idea Lent could seem so long.
I assume you're running out of people to compliment.
I'm afraid so. Derek was something of a last resort.
I did wonder.
And since his socks were the least offensive thing about him, I felt obliged to say how nice they were.
You made his afternoon.
Right. Well, are we ready to start?
It's almost half past, so why not?
Richard and Audrey aren't here yet.
Oh, they sent apologies.
Which is a shame, because we've got something new on the agenda, haven't we?
You might as well go back to the house, Tony.
No, it's all right.
Well, once I've wiped the last of the tops, we're finished.
No, I'll wait, if you don't mind.
OK.
Make sure you don't get sidetracked again.
No, I won't. And it made a real difference, you helping.
I only wish Tom would let me do the same.
I know you'd like to, but he does seem to be coping, love.
So he says. But it was obvious yesterday. He's struggling to find his way round the admin.
Well, he did to start with, maybe.
Well, it's only natural, with so many other things to do.
He says he's getting the hang of it now.
Well, I know our system's inside out already.
Well, yes.
I'd love to take some of the pressure off him.
He does know that, love, and it's wonderful seeing you getting your spark back. Mm. But it's all about choosing the right time to start again and building up slowly when you do.
I realise I can't do much for him yet.
It's barely a month.
Yeah, I know. But I'm starting to feel, well, much more myself.
Which is wonderful, it really is. When you consider... Oh, you're going to make me think about what might have happened.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat.
No, it's all right. But you have to appreciate love. That's why Tom's being cautious. And why Helen won't even let you do the saucepans.
Oh, I understand that. And it's very good of them.
Of course we all want you back and busy round the farm again. But only when you're ready.
Well, I'm not going to grumble. To Tom or anyone else. You've all been so good about this.
Because you're so precious to us.
It just gets a little frustrating sometimes.
I know.
When I'm sitting in the house on my own, trying to read or listen to some music, and you're all working so hard, I get annoyed with myself.
You mustn't, love. That won't help, will it?
No.
When you've got your strength back, you'll be glad you waited. Only got to be patient a little while longer.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I just get tired of my walks and my books sometimes and well, not being much use to anyone.
Oh, Tony, don't ever say that.
So, Jim, are they talking about existing recreational spaces or setting up new ones?
It could be either. Oh. Though the Fields and Trust people expect most sites to be in use already for sporting or leisure activities.
Mm. And this is part of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations?
Well, using the Jubilee and the Olympics to safeguard important pieces of recreational land. Oh.
It sounds like an excellent initiative to me.
Yes, I agree. In general, what we have to decide is whether it's relevant to Ambridge or not.
Oh, I think it is, Neil. What immediately appealed about their email was that if a nominated field is accepted for the QE2 field programme, it's not only protected against future building development...
Which is a great advantage in itself.
We may also be able to access grants to improve the facilities on it for, I don't know, goalposts, changing rooms...
Oh, I see.
We could do with something like that in Ambridge. Mm.
Do we have to give the land to Fields in Trust?
No. A simple plaque goes up on the site to show it's part of the initiative. Ownership remains with the present owner, whoever that is.
Yes, but what's to stop them changing their minds and developing it later?
No. I had a quick look at the website before I came out, and Fields in Trust create a legally binding contract for each site owner, a deed of dedication. To protect it in perpetuity.
Mm. We'd have to set up some sort of local management group to run it.
Oh, yes.
Well, that shouldn't be hard, if we can find the right space to put forward.
What about the green? The Queen Elizabeth II Village Green has quite a ring to it.
No point, Linda. The green's fully protected already.
And the playground wouldn't be suitable either. It could be considered that it's already dedicated as a memorial.
So what does that leave us with,
A cricket pitch?
Already protected by the terms of Jack's original agreement.
What about the patch between the shop and the river?
There are always children
playing there.
Yes.
Have been for years. Kenton and David always joined in the kickabouts.
I did too. Mind, before they put the fence up, you always had to stop the ball rolling down the bank.
Well, who owns it? Jack?
Oh, no. It belongs to Borchester Land.
Really?
Neil's right. It was always part of the estate.
Yes, it was BL put the railings up a few years back to stop any accidents.
I'm amazed they haven't built on it already.
Quite.
Well, it's not that big. And presumably it's too prone to waterlogging.
Yeah, it's not fit for houses. It's big enough to make a decent five-a-side pitch, though.
And we could use it on bonfire night. It'd be less controversial than the green.
Anything to spare a repetition of the burned village green debacle.
There's no point in discussing it. If it belongs to Borchester Land. Uh-huh. Why not, Jill, if they've already decided they can't build on it? We could approach Brian, ask him if they'd be prepared to gift it to the village.
Oh, no.
Well, it's a possibility, isn't it?
Well, they're very keen to court our good opinion at the moment.
Quite. That's what puts me off. It felt so cynical the way they tried to sponsor our Britain in Bloom efforts as a trade-off for the dairy.
I don't feel entirely easy about it myself, Jill, but sometimes a parish council has to accept realpolitik.
That's right. The fact is, they've got a good chance of driving the dairy through anyway, whatever anyone thinks.
More's the pity.
Yeah.
The window of opportunity may not be open for much longer, so why not try and get something good out of them before the chance goes forever?
Okay, Brian, that'll do for the first batch.
Right. In you go. Go on.
Have you got something to take down the numbers?
The good Boy Scouts always prepared for deer worming, Adam.
Great. I'll get in amongst them.
No, I'm sorry I was late getting up here.
Didn't think you were, particularly.
Jim rang as I was leaving the office.
Uh-huh.
Parish council business.
Ready? 2642.
2642. He asked if BL will give the village the patch of land between the shop and the am.
Oh, did he? 2689.
As part of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations.
Oh, any particular reason?
Well, they want to turn it into a five-a-side pitch, something like that.
2637.
37. Because it's not a bad idea. I mean, it's not doing us any good. The kids play football there anyway.
Hold still.
I said I'd put it to the next board meeting, and he seemed quite pleased.
So even the parish council's got its price.
Huh?
2705.
Oh, for an hour don't matter. I was coming in for milk in any road, David.
Well, it's still good of you, Eddie.
So they've decided this is where the tank's going?
Yep. Yeah, they're laying the base in a couple of weeks, but I want it cleared and levelled long before that.
Hey, can you manage, Josh? That's an heck of a plank.
Yeah, no worries.
You take it to the Beacon Power, please.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Thanks.
We want a real mountain of stuff for June the 4th.
Oh, shouldn't be a problem.
Well, if the clutter here's anything to go by.
Ain't that always the way? You have a nice little spot on the farm for your odds and ends.
Yeah, and somehow it becomes a scrap heap.
Yeah, and that's just when you need it clear again.
Right, well, if we start by shifting the tyres and plastics onto the trailer.
Right, the tyres will do for the clamp, won't they?
Yep. This one will need both of us.
Right, I've got it.
I'll bag up the plastics in the yard. We'll do a collection anyway.
Oh, shouldn't take long to clear most of the junk. This one next.
Yep. Yeah, I meant to be further on by now. But I've been in Ashfield since lunch. Still not finished.
What? Reseeded?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get round all the paddocks eventually.
Right. Oh, a wheelbarrow. Good thinking, Josh.
Yeah, it means I won't have to keep running back.
Well, we'll leave you to do all the wood.
Okay.
He's a good worker, that lad.
Don't let him hear you. He'll charge time and a half.
He's like George. He's not that fussed about schoolwork.
No.
Well, give him a nice little job and he's away.
Oh, that's good.
William has been taking him up to the chute at least once a day during the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one needs two of us, I think.
Right. Helping him feed the laying birds. Collecting eggs.
Okay. Yep.
Sorting off a new batch of eggs in the incubators.
Yay. That's the spirit. Keep them working so they can't be a nuisance, eh?
Oh, it ain't all work. William's taking Nick and the kids over to Bearfield Manor tomorrow.
All right.
Are they keeping you busy, Josh?
At least a treasure hunt, apparently.
Mm. Yeah, Dad's a real slave driver.
Yeah, Will's very happy with Nick, isn't he?
Oh, he certainly is.
Hiya.
Hi. Oh, all right, Pip. You ladies coming to give us a hand?
I'm afraid not, Eddie.
No, Mum's roped me into helping collect the eggs.
Oh, that's a lot easier than clearing this.
Hey, don't moan. We're making good progress, Josh.
Pip's much better than I am these days, scrabbling round at the bottom of hedges.
Oh, thanks. No, I'm going to photograph some of the hens while we're over there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for the Brookfield blog. We've got some good-looking ones.
Oh, it's about time we had something new on it.
Come on then, Mum. See? I'm just the photographer's assistant.
Good-looking hens. Blimey.
Well, it's the way of the world, Eddie, these days. If it isn't online, it isn't real.
These last few, then we're done.
We've got through them pretty quickly.
2, 6, 4, 5.
Right. I've excelled myself this year.
What way?
I've actually remembered to buy your mother an Easter egg in good time.
Well, she'll be pleased.
Turn your head this way.
It's got bows and Belgian chocolates inside and the full splendour of an Underwood's gift wrap.
Good for you. 2626.
Yeah. Normally Phoebe or Alice have to remind me. That'll be something new for Kate and Lucas.
What's that?
Phoebe dragging them round the shops in search of the perfect egg. Bet she's grown out of chocolate while she's out there.
I doubt it. 2703.
Alice spoke to her yesterday. As soon as she found out she can do a control systems project for her dissertation.
Yeah, she seemed pleased about that.
Yeah, very.
Last one. 2687.
When we're done, do you fancy coming back to the house, Adam?
What for?
Well, a cup of tea. Chance to fill me in on the spray programme.
I'll email you the details.
Oh, all right.
It's a nice idea, Brian, but I need to get over to the polytunnels now.
Oh, that's my third barrow load. I need a break.
Yeah, go on. You've earned it, Josh.
Oh, great.
You going back in?
No. I want to see how Pip's doing.
Oh. Oh, blimey. I wish I had half his energy.
What gets me? He'll race around all day. He's straight out again after tea. Cricket or football?
Hey, this is a good old set of chains.
Well, they've been there for years. Let's chuck them.
You might get something for scrap.
Yeah. Not unless they started paying for rust.
Well, it's worth asking the question.
Well, maybe. Yeah, he's put himself down for nets this year. You know, the ones they're having for youngsters.
Oh, yeah, Alistair's got that bloke in.
Yeah, Ifty. They found him through Kev Machen, I think. Yeah. Starting at the end of the month.
Josh is really looking forward to it.
That's another thing with George. You can tell he's going to be good at sports.
Yeah, he's got the right sort of build, isn't he?
Yeah, and a good eye. Played donkey with him. He hardly ever misses a catch.
Oh, future Ambridge cricketer, then.
Or a goalkeeper. Clary's baking a train for his birthday cake. I think he'd be better off doing a football.
Oh, when's that coming up?
Saturday. Kira's birthday's on Friday.
All right.
Clary's making a teddy cake for her.
We're having parties.
Oh, just family for Kira. George is having a few of his mates round Saturday afternoon.
Oh.
Probably be chaos, but he'll love it.
Yeah. Right. You grab the other end of this.
There's got to be scrap value in a water tank.
One, two, three. Oh, there's a few things I'll get a price for. Okay. You slide it on.
Yeah, OK. Then, when we got his friend safe home, me, Edward and Dad are going down the ball for the quiz.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we're hoping to rope Jim Lloyd in as well.
Oh, shrewd move.
Yeah, that's what we thought. The prof is going to be our secret weapon.
Yeah. So, who set the questions this time, then? Jolene?
Nope.
Not Kenton, I hope.
No, it's one of Harry and Jazz's.
Oh?
Well, that's if they're still speaking to each other.
Oh, yeah?
Well, last time I saw them, Harry was giving Jazz some right filthy looks.
Well, why not?
Because I've taken all the photos I need to, thank you.
And we're not unsettling them anymore.
It must be pretty frightening for a hen, having Pip sneak up with her mobile.
Right. Which do you think, Mum? There's this one.
That's quite cute.
Yep, or there's this one.
They're definitely both contenders.
Yeah, I like both of them.
But which is better? There's only one way to find out.
Josh.
Oh, let's see.
Ollie, don't just grab my phone.
Mind you don't knock the egg basket over.
Oh, sorry. Please.
Oh, you can have a quick look.
You're updating it tonight?
Yeah, if I've got time. I've got to finish that essay before I go to Young Farmers.
Oh, that's right. You're out tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, it's meant to be a planning meeting for our summer programme. There's a lot to get through, but I bet we spend most of the time talking about lambs.
I'm sure you will. Schmallenberg's on everyone's minds, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, definitely not that one. That's revolting.
What are you on about?
This one's horrible. It'll scare everyone away from the blog.
Them look that bad.
Oh, he's gone back to my other photos. There's one of Spencer in the pub last night.
Oh, is that who it is?
Very funny, Josh.
Is this what you wanted?
Oh, thanks, you're an angel, Mum.
I didn't know whether to bring any scissors up as well.
No, we've plenty of those in the tunnels. But the first time I need repair tape this year and I leave it in the car.
Is it a bad tear?
Yeah. Only where a screwdriver's gone through.
Ah, wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, I was tightening a wheel on one of the trolleys. Slipped.
It was quite lucky, actually. I'd only just come in when you rang.
Oh, thanks for coming straight up here.
I had lunch with Alice.
Again?
Well, it's lovely being able to just drop in while she's on holiday.
You've seen quite a lot of her and Chris this week.
Well, now's the time to do it, while she's on holiday.
I imagine they're still quite busy. It is a big week for them, with taking on the forge.
Well, that's one of the reasons I called in. I feel guilty we haven't invited them for a celebratory meal.
We've had one with Ronnie.
Well, it's not quite the same as us congratulating them.
Oh, I suppose not.
But until the decision's been made about the dairy, Brian just doesn't seem able to relax.
It's having a bad effect all round, then.
I know.
Working with him this afternoon wasn't exactly a barrel of laughs.
Oh, was he being awkward?
No, not at all. I was.
Oh, is it still a struggle, darling?
It shouldn't be. Brian was making a big effort to be sociable, but I just couldn't respond.
You haven't argued again?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It was all very polite. That's the problem. I can't act naturally with him.
Oh, it's such a shame. But it's difficult for both of you.
I've accepted that BL want to go ahead with the dairy. He made me shake hands on it, but...
Oh, I know, darling.
The fact is, Mum, my opinions haven't changed one iota. I still think it's a dreadful idea. And I'm still hoping something will turn up to derail the whole damn thing.
We'll let that heat up.
You don't mind, Chris. I know I said 7.
This is fine.
I had to get out of the house and give my brain a rest.
No worries. Sorry, it's still a mess. I haven't been here long myself.
I thought Ronnie was going to leave by lunchtime.
That was the idea.
So you'd have your first afternoon officially in charge of the forge?
I didn't finish in Brampton Green till gone 3. Then I had to call in at the stables, so...
Oh, we've both been busy then.
Yeah?
I've been reading papers on wing vibration all day.
Nice.
Anything you need to know about damage detection in aircraft joints, I'm your woman.
You're meant to be on holiday, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to be playing catch-up when I get back to uni.
You won't be. I've never known anyone study so hard.
When I get the chance.
Did your mum come round again?
Oh, she popped in on her way to Borchester and on her way back as well.
How long did she stay this time?
Oh, not that long, really. She feels bad we didn't have a get-together to celebrate your new venture.
We don't need a special get-together.
No.
We see a lot of your mum already.
I know.
Though it would have been nice if Amy had got here, with or without her new bloke.
Well, they were busy, so...
You'll have to be the only witness of my first creation.
Have you made your mind up?
Oh, yeah. I've gone back to my first choice, Mjolnir.
Oh, the Hammer of Thor.
That's it.
Did I ever tell you I've got a thing for Viking gods?
Completely outrageous. What does the Echo think it's playing at?
Oh, it's not that bad, Brian.
Well, you've actually read it?
I had a quick look.
It's pure propaganda.
And that's why I suggested saving the newspaper till after we leave.
I mean, who is Aidan Smith, anyway? Have you heard of him?
No, of course I haven't.
No, neither have I. But here he is, roped in as a... what's it say? A respected authority on anaerobic systems in dairy farms.
How about opening the Cote de Provence?
Well, he's not respected by me. Didn't know what he's talking about.
Then you should just ignore him.
I can't. I mean, this kind of spin is dangerous. It's so relentlessly negative.
Oh, dear.
Look, there's more. Cattle slurry is the worst of all wastes for fueling a digester. Well, that's debatable.
Could you see to the wine, Brian? I'll be serving up soon.
This kind of thing's so insidious. Any of the councillors reading this nonsense. Such units have a record of falling far short of their predicted performance. Far short.
Brian?
Depends who's predicted what, under which circumstances. No context here at all.
Look, please, Brian, just sit down. The supper is ready, you know. I'll open the wine then, if you like.
No, it's all right. Now, pass it over, Jenny.
I'll be interested to hear what you think of the bouillabaisse. Mm. Have you used red mullet this time? Actually, it's a recipe from this month's Borsetshire Life.
Oh, I missed that.
What?
Oh, Brian. Listen, Jenny, listen. Even if such digesters met their targets, they'd only achieve a small cut in overall emissions from dairy herds. So, Joe Public reading this, or Joe Councillor, thinks, well, why bother?
You just have to contact the Echo tomorrow and put them straight.
No, this can't wait. Now, the whole wretched thing could have been dictated by Borsetshire against factory farming.
Well, you can't possibly do anything about it now, darling. There won't be anybody there at this time of the evening.
Look, I'm not bothering with the Echo. I'm going to ring Rufus.
What now?
Yeah.
But he'd have left the office.
Well, I don't care. This is what he's paid for. I'll try his mobile, see if he's free to meet up.
Hey, what about the bouillabaisse?
Oh, well, put some aside for me, Jenny. I'll have it later.
Changing hammer again.
What?
Sorry, I keep forgetting.
Just want to round off some of the corners.
Okay.
It's shaping up nicely.
It looks perfect to me.
Not quite. Needs to hot up again for the finishing touches.
Then you're putting it on the wall?
Let's get the earplugs out.
Where's it going, Chris? On the wall?
That's right. Where Ronnie used to hang his lucky horseshoe.
Oh, I knew something was missing.
He couldn't leave that. So Mjolnir's going up instead.
To show the place is under new management.
And bring us luck. I'm going to chisel some runes into it.
Runes?
I got them off the net for strength, luck and love.
Aww, what a perfect combination.
When we've done that, we'll go for the meal. As long as you're not getting too bored.
Oh, no. I like watching you work, Chris.
Yeah?
Getting all hot and sweaty over the anvil.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I'm getting pretty hot myself.
Well, you know what to do if you're feeling too warm, Alice.
You only just got back from Faircastle, Tom?
About 5 minutes ago.
What took so long?
I got caught in traffic going out there. It wasn't so bad coming back.
Can't you leave emptying the van till tomorrow?
Not really, Mum. If Helen wants a delivery first thing...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd better get this emptied and cleaned now.
Won't be light much longer.
Well, if I'm quick, I'll get it done. If not, I'll finish under the yard lights.
Look, climb in and pass the crates out to me.
It's all right.
No, go on, Tom.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.
Don't suppose you've had a chance to eat anything?
Not yet, no.
Well, when we've done this, perhaps you could come in for something.
Here. No, don't worry.
Well, not even a cup of tea?
Not really.
Well, I've hardly seen you the last couple of days.
Bren will kill me if I'm late. She's making me a curry.
Oh.
With all the trimmings.
Mustn't miss that, then.
She's been brilliant all week. There's just two more.
You've been working so hard, you deserve a nice meal.
I'm only doing what's got to be done.
Your father and I are so grateful, Tom.
Oh, Mum.
We know you must be worn out.
Honestly, I'm fine.
I just wonder if there's any way you could delegate more.
The last stroke of the strength room.
That only leaves love to do.
Which is going on this face. Do we want the symbol for love or eternal love?
You know which one, Chris.
Okay. Now, you make the final mark.
Well, what if I spoil it?
You won't. You've got all the right gear on. Just stand in front of me.
Okay.
Hold the chisel firmly. Then tap it.
So the line crosses the other two?
Quick, while it's still workable. That's it.
Is that all right?
Perfect.
Wow.
That is one superb meal, Nia.
I like that symbol, eternal love.
I like the whole thing. Something the two of us have made together.
Well, you did all the hard work.
Wouldn't have been the same without you.
No?
No.
Oh, let's lose the goggles.
Yeah, let's.
No.
I saw the light on and I hope she's still here.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness. You look as though you've been busy.
Yeah, we are, Mum.
But not so busy you can't stop for some champagne. Where shall I put this now?
On the workbench, Jennifer, next to Mum and Dad's good luck card.
And I brought one as well.
Thanks.
I was going to drop them in tomorrow, but I was sitting at home on my own thinking, what a shame that Amy can't join you.
Yeah.
So I decided, why not bring them over now for your forge christening?
Thanks, Mum.
Oh.
That's really kind of you, Jennifer.
Oh, I shouldn't have called in on impulse.
Well...
It's fine.
No, I'm sorry, Oh, I should have thought it through much more thoroughly.
No, really, it's not a problem.
Oh, yes, it is, Christopher. Silly old me. I've forgotten to bring any glasses for the champagne.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. I think Ronnie's left a couple of mugs in the office. I'll go and see.
Oh, thank you, Christopher.
We've been making Thor's hammer. Look.
Oh, that is fascinating. And I like your blacksmith's apron.
Yeah. These are the runes for strength, luck, and eternal love.
Oh, yes. But are you actually wearing anything under it, darling?
That'll do, Tom.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Don't want to be late and spoil Brenda's curry.
No.
I'll take the broom back in.
Oh, thanks.
And you will think about it.
What's that?
Seeing if you can share the load a little.
But Jazza and Morris are doing loads extra already.
I know.
Morris keeps telling me what a martyr he is.
Oh, yes, I can believe that. But I was thinking more of your dad.
Oh.
Well, surely there's something he could do to help out.
Well,
you're having to spend so much time in the office.
I know, but the weird thing is, I'm actually enjoying it, understanding how the whole business hangs together.
And you're making a very good job of it, love.
So I don't mind carrying on. In fact, I'd like to.
I'm just wondering how it makes your father feel.
Oh.
You're working all hours. Helen's off to organics every day or looking after Henry. I'm in the dairy most of the time.
Yeah.
And poor old Dad's stuck in the house.
Hmm.
He spent his whole life being needed, Tom, and we both know how important he still is to the farm and the family, but
he doesn't?
I'm not sure he does. It sounds silly.
No.
But your father's a very proud man. With a great deal to be proud of.
Oh, yes. I'm only just beginning to understand the half of it.
And when he can't help us, he gets so frustrated.
Yeah. He dropped a few hints on Monday. I thought I was doing him a favour, not finding him anything to do.
Well, you're absolutely right to be concerned, Tom, but
sure.
I've tried to find something in the dairy, keeping track of the invoices, perhaps.
Hmm, that's not a bad idea.
Oh, except the system virtually runs itself at the moment.
Oh.
And it's you your dad really wants to help. He'd love to take some of the weight off your shoulders.
Good old dad.
Nothing too taxing. Little piece of record-keeping, maybe.
OK, well, once I'm full of lambuna, I'm sure I'll be inspired. Don't worry, Mum. I promise, I'll think of something by tomorrow.
Afternoon, Jazzer.
Hey, Bran, you got a minute?
Oh, not really.
Oh, great, because this won't take one. Come on.
I'm in a hurry, so if you want any help...
Ah, I can heft a few sacks of wiener nuts myself.
I'm meant to be in Wortley Cross, checking a house for Amside.
On a bank holiday?
What's one of those?
You're coming tomorrow night, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Me and Tom are making a team with Kirsty Nanya.
Aye, that's what he said. Only Jolene's worried now there's not enough people going in for it.
Well, people always sign up for a quiz at the last minute.
That's what I tell her. But then Fallon came through with a new programme for the Bull Upstairs. No bad, actually. There's a couple of decent bands.
Jazzard.
So, it'd be good to have more names. How about Roy and Haley and your da?
I don't know about Dad. Roy won't be there. He's working right through the weekend.
Oh, aye. The Lower Locksley Easter shindig. Anybody else you can think of?
Not at the moment, Jazz. Is Tom in the parlour?
On his way. He's just bringing the lassies down.
OK, cheers then.
I see you.
He'll bring our drinks over when they're ready.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Oh, it's quiet, isn't it?
It's positively a red letter day. I'm not the only woman here for once.
Who?
I saw Sally Porter going into the restaurant.
I mean, would you rather we went elsewhere, Annabelle?
Oh, no. It's great to be out of the office. Reuben's been a real pain all week.
Oh, your senior partner?
Mm. Still convinced he has a heart murmur. It's probably whispering, stop drinking too much coffee.
Oh, from what I've heard, that's not his only vice.
Shame on you, Brian. I hope you haven't been listening to scurrilous tittle-tattle.
Only from you.
Well, it'd be fair to say he has a colourful past.
He must have. I mean, if even Matt describes someone as a bit of a Casanova...
Quite.
Is he on his third or fourth marriage?
Fourth.
You've got to admire his optimism.
He claims he only keeps working to pay the alimony and to maintain a respectable cellar.
Oh, yes. Look, I spotted this at the bar. I thought we might have a use for it.
Lower Locksley Vineyard Tours. Can you pass the taste test?
We've taken clients there during wine week before.
If anyone still wants to be associated with BL by June the 2nd...
Wasn't it an appalling article?
Certainly not very helpful. Oh. And the Echo still carries considerable weight locally.
I was absolutely livid when I saw it. I mean, imagine the impact on the planning committee.
So, what are we doing about it?
Well, I rang Rufus immediately. And to be fair, he was already on it.
I should hope so.
He was very good, actually. We met up and talked for over an hour.
Did he have anything useful to suggest?
Yeah, plenty of ideas.
Hmm.
He said he'd made a rebuttal his first priority.
Do you know if he's made any progress?
Not yet, no. I was hoping to speak to him before you got here, but I couldn't get through. So, let's try again. See what the state of play is.
I know you've been waiting a while for the contract.
Oh, great.
So when this arrived...
I was afraid Stanford's Deli were having doubts.
No.
It's only a small order, but they're taking both types of bangers.
It all helps.
Oh, hang on. I thought there wasn't any post today.
Oh, one of his staff brought it round.
Oh?
She lives in Edgeley.
Oh, right.
And apparently Mr. Stanford wants things moving before you get bogged down in the holidays.
Holidays?
I know.
Oh, it's really good of you bringing it over, Bran. I'll give Stanford a ring before I go to Sawyer's, once I've finished milking this lot.
Any chance you won't be home late tonight?
I wouldn't count on it.
Oh, not again.
I was going to clear some paperwork this morning, but then I got tied up with the polytunnel order.
How?
I rang for a delivery date. There was only one person working.
Well, good Friday.
She didn't know what I was talking about.
What?
She couldn't trace the order. Kept me hanging on for ages.
You ordered it on Monday, you told me.
That's right. The woman said they'd been having problems, new staff, new system, and they didn't like my star sign.
She didn't say that.
Might as well have. I had to go through the whole thing again.
That's annoying.
It means waiting an extra 2 or 3 weeks. Something to do with their delivery cycle.
That's no good. I hope you gave her a rocket.
I made it very clear I wasn't impressed, but it's still the best deal around.
So you're going to be wading through paperwork all evening?
I'll have to do an hour or two at least. I'm starting to back up.
You're going
to
wear yourself out, Tom.
I'd be okay if it wasn't for morning milking.
Ugh, it makes me tired just hearing you get up for it.
I can see why Dad was so unhappy when I missed a few before his heart attack.
Why not do what your mum said? Give him a bit to do in the office. Make more time for yourself.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. But I can't let these wait any longer.
Oh, and I've got to get to Horsley Cross. Oh, one last thing. I got this for you.
Chocolate?
It's only a tiny bar, go on.
Oh, thanks.
Roy always asks for bubblegum, but I love these. It's what Mum gave me whenever the pressure was on at school. To sort of say, well done, keep going, love.
Oh, thanks, Bren. Thanks a lot.
Afternoon, Tony.
Oh, hi, Jazza.
Not so much mud up here, now, eh?
Oh, there's still enough for the sows to enjoy.
Oh, aye. You love a good wallow.
I've been watching this one. I stopped for a breather on my walk.
You came up a long way.
Only slowly. And you don't have to be polite, Jazza. You mustn't let me hold you up.
You know, just thought I'd ask if you were coming to the bull tomorrow.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Should be a good night with a quiz. As long as Jolene doesn't have his day in bull's horns again.
Oh, yes, I've heard about that.
There's plenty of music questions. You're good at them.
Well, it depends what sort of music.
You'll be okay. Something goes back to the Dark Ages. Duran Duran and all that.
Oh, I'm more the Beatles and Rolling Stones era.
Oh, aye. With some old codger stuff, I know.
Oh, thank you very much.
Harry insisted on a piece of Mozart. What am I saying? That's one of the answers.
I'm surprised you two haven't come to blows from what Tom told me about Harry's cycle shorts.
The itching powder.
Yeah, I take it he's forgiven you.
He's a bit fast for a day or two. But once he found out it's Molly's fault, he calmed down.
Molly Button?
She put the idea in my head and gave me the powder.
Oh, I'm surprised at you telling on a young girl.
Never dream of it normally. But she left a rubber tarantula on my saddle.
Ah.
She knows I have nightmares about these things.
Yeah, honestly, that girl and her sister.
Molly fooled me. I fooled Harry. He tells her off. It's a circle of life, really.
Very profound. But, I mustn't hold you up any longer.
I don't mind. I'm always happy to stop and chat.
And it's very kind of you, Jazza. But, I've got to learn to stop getting in everyone's way.
Did you pick up the gist of what he said?
Some of it.
I'd have put it on speakerphone.
Oh, you'd be drummed out of here for less.
Quite.
It sounded positive.
It was, yeah. He's really done some digging.
What's he come up with?
Well, first thing, if I can read my own notes, according to the UN's Food and Ag Organization, The worldwide dairy sector is responsible for around 4% of global greenhouse gases.
Well, surely that counts against us.
No, because what Rufus is saying, bigger, more intensive units like the one we're proposing actually produce lower emissions per unit of milk than the smaller outdoor herds.
Oh, well, that presents the opposition with a conundrum, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, just?
They can't accuse us of being environmentally unfriendly, then.
Yeah, and it gets better. You remember Aidan Smith?
The Echo's expert.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rufus has found out, far from being neutral, Smith has actually been commissioned to study AD systems by an alliance of pressure groups dead set against large-scale farming.
Oh, it didn't say that in the Echo.
No, it didn't. And it will do next week.
Oh?
That's where he's really come up trumps. He actually got hold of the editor at home this morning.
Oh, well done.
He persuaded him to print a response from me, rebutting all Smith's arguments.
You're going to write an article?
No, only a letter, but a full one. And the editor's guaranteed to give it due prominence.
That's not bad.
Rufus thinks he's rattled. Hadn't picked up how partisan Aidan Smith is.
Still, if it's only a letter...
He's certain we can get an article in the Courier.
Oh, now that's useful.
I'll say. Our message going to nearly every home in the area.
Yeah, splendid.
And Rufus says he can get us some positive coverage on Radio Borsetshire. Tie-in with the launch of our DVD.
He must be calling in a lot of favours.
Well, I think he's taken it as a personal challenge.
Well done, him.
Yep, we're getting our money's worth.
And we need it. If we'd let the Echo go unchallenged...
We'd have been holed below the waterline. I mean, even now...
Do you think it's too late?
Well, fingers crossed, I hope not.
It was a very negative article.
Yes. You have to wonder if we'll ever make up the lost ground.
Go on. Go on. Don't hang around. Dad?
All right, Tom.
Any chance of doing me a favour?
Oh,
stop being silly, you. Go on.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I'm hoping you can do me a big favour.
Well, if you want me to take him back, I'm afraid I've just had a walk.
It's not that, no. Go through.
Was there a problem in the parlour?
No, it's the veg boxes.
Oh?
I've been having an absolute nightmare with them all week.
I thought packing and delivering went okay.
It's the rest. Like, I want to put some different cabbages in next week, but I couldn't find a supplier.
Well, Terry Jackson normally still has some at this time of the year.
Eventually, I got round to him. But I wasted so much time trying other people.
Oh, you should have asked me.
Yeah, I should. Then there's all the time I wasted chasing payments.
Oh, some people are very forgetful.
On you go.
Or just plain awkward.
Tell me about it. I found someone in Penny Hassett hasn't paid for 2 months.
Oh, Elspeth Rogers, half box, fortnightly.
I think so.
She won't have. She pays quarterly. It's an odd arrangement, but one of her pensions is paid like that, so we agreed.
Oh, I didn't realise. Good job I didn't get round to phoning her.
Oh, no, she wouldn't have been very pleased.
Then there's making time to bank the cheques. I don't suppose there's any chance...
Well, you want me to do it? All the admin for the veg boxes?
I know it's a lot to ask.
No, I'd be delighted.
Really?
Yeah, of course, Tom.
It'd be such a big help.
Well, it's no trouble at all.
You obviously know the setup much better than I do.
Well, there's nothing much to it.
Well, I've been getting in a real tangle.
Well, I'll start tomorrow, if you like.
Okay. See if anyone's slipped through the payment net.
I'll go in the office while you're milking.
That'd be great.
Might mean that you get a little bit more time off.
That's the plan. Thanks.
Not at all. I'll have no problem doing something like that. I'll enjoy it.
When you're fully recovered, there'll be a whole lot more to follow.
I look forward to it.
So, you've got to keep looking after yourself, Dad. Because when you're firing on all cylinders, and we've fine-tuned one or two things in the office, Bridge Farm is really going places again.